All right, looks like we're finally connected. Guys, we're 2 minutes late, and I apologize for that. Welcome to everybody out there for our Thursday night webinar broadcast. Man, we got a great topic lined up for this month. The topic for this month is athletic performance, okay? And we're going to be talking mostly about recovery from athletic performance, but all month long, we're just going to talk about how does our product, how does condom water, how does proper health and nutrition and supplementation and hydration, how do all of those things play into recovery or increasing performance? So that's what we're going to get into today, tonight, as I get all my stuff set up here. I see we're starting to get some people logging in. Our resident, one of our resident writers and experts, John Nardozzi. Welcome, man. Appreciate you being on. Welcome to Wesley. Glad you could make it tonight. And we've got Julie Mendez, Dusty Herber. Welcome. Boy, we got a great lineup, guys. And like I said, this week or this month, I think it's going to be a fun month. Because we get to talk about something that's right in my wheelhouse, if you will, okay? Before we get too deep, and as we continue to have people logging on here, joining our broadcast, I want to say a special shout-out to everyone involved with the UFC this weekend. What a huge, just a huge weekend for the UFC. The Ultimate Fighting Championship, if you follow the UFC, you know that we've got a lot of representation within the UFC with the Kongen Water, with Core Health products. We're really making a difference. But this weekend is just huge in Las Vegas for the UFC 200. We've got some great fights, great representation. We've got Lesnar and Hunt. It's going to be a fantastic fight. I think that's going to be phenomenal. We got our very favorite girl fighting out there. Okay, we got Misha Tate. Good luck, Misha. Man, we hope you the very best. And there's just all kinds of good fights, guys. We got Dillashaw. If you don't follow UFC, this doesn't matter a whole lot to you. But, guys, it's a big weekend for the UFC. And, again, we've got some great people. Shout out to Sean Brown. He's got making great headways into the UFC with some great fighters. Chris. Chris has got some amazing headway in there as well. I know we've got a lot of people. Roger Brown Media have some contacts in there. Dr. Lucas has some contacts in there. So, man, congratulations to all of you guys. Also our local Core Health products. We've got great representation in there as well. So, big weekend for that. Recovery. Guys, when we talk about recovery as an athlete, and I almost always that's the first place that people's mind go is, well, athletic performance, recovery from athletics, that's really not for me because I'm not necessarily an athlete. Okay, I hear that all the time. In fact, I hear people all the time saying, hey, Shan, you know, your product probably aren't for me because I'm not an athlete, and I know you guys work with hundreds, if not thousands, of professional and collegiate athletes. Well, guys, if you haven't heard me say this, make sure you understand that what I teach is that we are all athletes on our own field of play. All of us. We are all athletes on various different fields of play. Maybe as a mother, I would say you're probably one of the top athletes in the world as a stay-at-home mom with 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 kids. I mean, talk about an endurance sport. You, mothers, you are athletes, but just on a different field of play. Say maybe you're someone that works a grueling 9-to-5. Well, your desire is to improve your performance at that, whatever it is that you do. Maybe you just have a desire to be a better husband, a better mother, a better grandparent. And sometimes that means putting in extra time, extra energy, extra effort, extra or trips downtown to pick the kids up or help with the grandkids or whatever it is. Or maybe you're that collegiate athlete that goes into the pros, that gets paid millions and millions of dollars to make sure their body is in peak performance. So that's what I want to talk about tonight, is how do we recover regardless of what field you might be playing on. Okay? Reagan Stratton, it was so good having you over here just a little while ago, and you're right, we weren't just talking about this. Okay, Reagan has two kids under 2 years old, and she's a phenomenal mother. But she came in and she said, "Sharon, I always feel like I'm tired, you know, I want to drop some of this body fat, two babies right away. How do I take care of, how do we start reducing some of that body fat?" Well, it all comes down to recovery. Each and every day is a different game or practice. So again, guys, I want you to understand before we get heavy into the topics for tonight, to understand that when I am speaking tonight as recovery or performance as an athlete, that I am talking to all of us. Each and every one of you that has a desire to recover quicker, to get back the energy you had when you first woke up that morning, and start over and do the same thing again tomorrow with three kids or with grandkids or whatever the case may be. So that's what I want to talk about. Now, it's important to understand that when we're talking about recovery, you have to break it down into when was the workout. Okay? Now again, one of that workout is in a gym. Guys, I went into the gym today and I killed it. Okay, I went in, I knew that I had the call tonight, I had three other appointments waiting, so I had to run in there and just do a quick, hard-hitting workout, and I got that done, and so that was my workout, and I knew I blew right through all of my glycogen storage, all of my energy. I got done with that, and I'm thinking, man, I've got a long day ahead of me still, and that call tonight, and even meetings after this, guys, I've got a conference call after this tonight to tie down some things. But anyway, so regardless of when you are talking about that workout, your workout might be, man, I finally got the kids to bed tonight. Whew, that was a workout today. Okay, so recovery time starts right then and is really most effectively replenished, rebuilt in about 60 minutes. Okay, so you have about a 60-minute window that your muscles can most effectively and efficiently recover and replenish. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, that doesn't mean you only do that once a day. Okay, maybe your workout, like there's been many, many times, I wake up in the morning and I can't sleep. I've got a lot on my mind, so maybe I'll be up at 4 or 5 in the morning, run to the gym and do a quick cardio workout, come home and do my stuff, and then back to the gym that night and do a heavy weight workout. Okay, maybe you as moms, you're busy in the morning getting the kids out to school, or you as dads taking care of the kids, getting them to school, doing all that, and then it's a little bit of a slow, and then all of a sudden they come back home. So your workout, you're doing 2 days. Some of you are doing 3 days. So this recovery isn't just once a day or 3 or 4 times a week. It is every time you put your body through a workout or stressful situation. Now, let's be completely brutally honest here, guys. Guys, there are some of you that a complete workout is getting dressed to go get to the car, to get to the grocery store, to get a few groceries in the bag, and back home. That is a full-blown workout for you. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, guys. Maybe that creates an increased heart rate. Man, you're sweating when you get home. Okay? But that was your workout. You now have to take the steps to repair, replenish, and rehydrate for you to be able to grow from that and be able to do it a little bit faster and a little bit better tomorrow or the next day. So hopefully we've got all that laid out, we've got all that straight, you've got about a 60-minute window to do it most effectively and most efficiently. There are three different areas that we're going to talk about that must be addressed, okay, that's a natural process in recovery. that natural process in recovery has three stages, and at the end of that workout, okay, so when I got through my workout today, I went out, I got my teeth, and I started driving home, okay, the body goes through a physiological check, if you will, and says, okay, number one, well, we blew through the glycogen, the energy stores, so I've got to refuel. The hydration section of the body says, man, I sweat like crazy. I've got to rehydrate. And thirdly, the muscles are saying, man, Jen, you killed me today. I've got to build this stuff up that you broke down. Those are the three areas. Okay, so we're going to talk in that order, refuel first, rehydrate, and then rebuild. Okay, now I'm not saying that those are in that order of importance. I'm saying that those are the stages or steps that the body takes to make sure that we are recovering. Okay, so first and foremost, when we're talking about refueling, that means that we went in there, we crushed it. Maybe you ran to the store, okay? Cardio, it just worked you out, and you burn through the storage of energy, which is called glycogen. That storage of energy, or glycogen, we get back in us from carbohydrates. And without those carbohydrates, we're going to have a hard time replenishing those glycogen stores for later in the day. And if you don't replenish those glycogen stores, you're going to find yourself lethargic. You're going to find yourself saying, man, I am tired and I just can't get going. Hey, Michael Pilardo, you mentioned branched-chain amino acids during the workout, pounded water, post-shave. Okay, great comment. I'm going to address just that from my perspective. Okay, in a minute. We're going to talk about that when we're talking about the rebuilding portion. Okay, right now we're on the refuel. And refuel requires those carbohydrates. The branched-chain amino acids are going to come in on the repairing part. Those carbohydrates are going to be needed within that 60-minute window to build that storage of energy back up. And if you don't, that you can't expect an hour later to say, man, I feel good. I got a lot of energy. It doesn't work that way. The body says, fix me. So we have to look at how do we get some carbohydrates back into the body. Now, don't forget your protein that Michael is pointing out right there, because it's vitally important even for this process. But the ratio can be all over the board. Some people teach about a 4-to-1, meaning 4 parts carbohydrates to 1 part protein. Some people teach more average of 3-to-1. Okay, I, for one, I do closer to 2-to-1. So about 2 parts carbohydrate to 1 part protein. That's my own choice. Some of you work better with carbohydrates, and so you may do a closer to a 3 or 4-to-1. I will tell you my body works best when I have a higher percentage of protein to that carbohydrate ratio. So here's how you want to do it. We're going to make it simple, okay? It's not a science, but as a general rule, you want about 1 gram of carbohydrate to every kilogram of body weight. So let's say you're about 150 pounds, okay? To make that into kilograms, whatever your body weight is, 150 pounds, 200 pounds, 600 pounds, I don't care what it is, whatever your body weight is, you divide that by 2.2. Okay, so 2.2 pounds in 1 kilo, okay? So 150 pounds, divide that by 2.2, which I did here, and an average 150-pound person divided by that 2.2, you're about 68 kilograms of weight. So 1-to-1, 1 gram of carbohydrate to 1 kilo. So you're going to consume about 65, 67, 68 grams of carbohydrates. It's not that hard, guys. Your weight divided by 2.2, that's how many grams of carbohydrates you will consume. I take half of that number, okay, so half of 68, which will be 34, and I get that with protein. So I've got 68 grams of carbohydrates coming in, and I've got 34 grams of protein coming in. And then I'm a little bit different. You all know I'm a high fat guy. Okay? I increase my fat intake, but it's good fat, guys. I am consuming more fat than I ever have before, and my body fat is lower than it's been in many, many, many years. I told you all, I eat 6 to 8 raw eggs every day. I eat probably 4 tablespoons of coconut oil every day. I eat raw almonds every day, almost always putting an avocado in my shake. Okay, so I'm a little higher protein, but average person, not me, average person should do about 1/7 of their carbohydrate in a good fat. So here again, let's say that it's about 70 grams of carbohydrate, 68, but let's say 70. You'd want about 10 grams of fat to make it good fat, guys. Don't say, well, I just wouldn't work out so I can cheat and have some bad fat. No, good fat. Avocado, raw nuts, coconut oil as a salad dressing on some salad, raw eggs. Okay, again, you all know my opinion on that. Raw eggs are vitally important. Julie, great comment. Isn't it dangerous to eat raw eggs or to eat pasteurized eggs in liquid form? Great question. I want to clarify, as I have on other calls, okay? Yes, it is. There is an absolute danger there. But salmonella, that's a big risk, is a bacteria that I absolutely believe, this is just me, guys, I'm not a doctor, I'm not giving you advice, I'm simply telling you what I do. I've got my probiotic health built up so strong in my stomach and in my GI tract, I don't believe that salmonella could even hit me, to be honest. And I say that because I've consumed 4 to 6 raw eggs for years, and most recently, 6 to 8, sometimes 10 raw eggs every single day. So is it dangerous? Absolutely. But I believe if you will keep those probiotic counts high by following some of the other calls we've talked about, okay, good enzymes of probiotics, like on digestive health. The testimonials we're getting on that product from people never getting sick again hardly, digesting their food, not having the bacteria that they used to have before, those types of things are phenomenal. And then we also have salmonella is very, very, very sensitive to specific pHs. I'm not sitting here and I'm not going to suggest that you do 2.5 water to kill bacteria internally, but I will tell you my own opinion, and I've talked to a lot of people that have had it, with a stomach virus, a stomach bacteria, a small amount of 2.5, and a huge shot of good broad spectrum pro and prebiotics like in our digestive health, those raw eggs are not going to be a challenge. My opinion. So, Julie, your question is valid. Yes, I will tell you it's dangerous for most people, but I believe that my probiotic count and your probiotic count should be strong enough and built up enough to where that just isn't a big enough risk for me. Now, if you can get free range and things like that, great, and you should, okay? You should. During the winter months, we have chickens. You all know I grew up on a ranch on a farm here at my own place. We have chickens. We have pigs. We have all kinds of animals. So, yes, during the winter months when the chickens are laying, I get some great eggs. But during the summer, back at 115 degrees, those chickens aren't laying anything but in the shade. That's it. We're not getting eggs from them. Okay? So, let's get back to what we're talking about here. 2 to 1, roughly carbohydrates to protein. Your weight divided by 2.2, that's 8 grams of carbohydrates. Cut that number in half for how much protein you should be consuming. And you may be saying, wait a minute, you said carbohydrates were for the replenishing. Why would we also have protein? That's going to come in the rebuilding portion. Michael Guardo, you mentioned a minute ago, and we're going to talk about that. Protein is vital after a workout. But remember this order, refuel first. And that fuel comes from good carbohydrates. Okay, bananas, great source of carbohydrates. Fruits, vegetables, great carbohydrates. Complex carbohydrates, some good brown rice, some pastas, different things like that. And then increase you get that protein in there as well. And then about 1/7, okay, went from 70 grams of carbohydrates to about 10 grams of protein. Now, that is when the body is saying, okay, can't thank you. You just killed me at the gym, and that's good. I'm cool with that. But now I've got to refuel myself. I've got to replenish those carbohydrate storage. You've got glycogen storage, and I'm giving it the fuel to do that. Okay? So it now started to refuel. Next, it says, okay, now rehydrate, Jim. Not that it's less important, but refueling is first because the brain works off of carbohydrates and fats, but carbohydrates. The muscle contraction, the muscle movement works off of carbohydrates, but also hydration. Okay, so we're refueling. Now we're going to rehydrate. Hydration is vital, guys, for recovery. Again, out here, if you're a professional athlete or that world-class athlete, stay-at-home mom athlete, you've got to rehydrate. 1 ounce per pound of body weight. 1 ounce per pound of body weight in 24 hours. Okay, hopefully we didn't completely lose it, guys. I hope I'm back on. Give me just a second here. Are we back on? John or someone, send a message if we're back on here. I think we should be. So, okay, so we're back on. So 1 ounce per pound of body weight is how much we should be drinking on a daily basis. Now, some of you are saying, wait a minute, we've always been taught half an ounce per pound of body weight. That's what everyone teaches. I'm not everyone. I teach differently. You should be consuming 1 ounce per pound of body weight in water. In Congen, alkalizing, antioxidant-rich, electrically reduced, rich in molecular hydrogen, greatest water in the world, Congen water. That's what we should be rehydrating with. That's what I rehydrate all my athletes with. We have a facility here in Arizona, guys, where I go down, I do all of their nutrition, we got a Congen water machine in there, and it is phenomenal. Why is it so important? Because as an athlete, remember, we're all athletes, our own field of play, as an athlete, whenever we start putting our body through a workout, through effort, through stretch, whatever, what happens? Lactic acid and uric acid. Mainly that lactic acid starts to rise. And as that lactic acid starts to rise, guys, it starts robbing the body of oxygen. And you know what it feels like if we put a knee around your neck and just tank it down just only 1 minute, just a tiny bit. Of course, it's going to affect your entire body, your mental capacity, everything. So a small rise in lactic or uric acid starts robbing the body of oxygen. And with that robbing of oxygen, energy goes down. So anything we can do to keep that acid from rising. What better way than to change the largest component of our body, which is water, to a very alkaline, alkalizing form of water? There's no better way. I've got professional athletes that are saying to me right now on the back end of their career, saying, Shannon, if I had this stuff earlier, I know that I should have got 2 or 3 more years out of my career. I know that I should have been a better athlete. I feel better now on the back end of my career than I did at the first. I recover faster than I did at the first. And we're changing that form of water. So, guys, you've got to rehydrate. 1 ounce per pound of body weight. Now, some would say, well, how much should I really be drinking a workout, during my workout? It really doesn't matter, because if you're going to get 1 ounce per pound of body weight at the end of the day, you better be drinking through your workout or you're not going to get that ounce per pound in. You're just not. So you should be drinking from when your eyes open in the morning, all through the morning, all into the workout, all throughout the game, all throughout recovery, all up until you close your eyes at night. And the last thing you're doing when you're laying your head down is you're taking those last few sips of that ounce per pound of body weight. Those are the things we need to do. So, refuel, good balanced carbohydrates, proteins, and good fats. Good Congen water for refueling. And then the third one is rebuilding. Rebuilding is a vital component to recovery. Here's where the protein comes in. Guys, whenever you work out, Michael Pilardo, I just drink 2 gallons a day to be safe. Yeah, but you're about 6'8" and about 300 pounds of solid muscle. It can fit in you, Michael. You're a gigantic, enormous person. And I say that with respect, because you know, man, I know how much work you put in. So, guys, when we start talking about rebuilding, that's where the protein comes in. So our carbohydrates were replenishing. Okay, that's replenishing, refueling. The protein with those carbohydrates, that or those are the building blocks to muscle recovery. So how many of you, not how many, we all have, every one of you, I don't care who it is, I don't care the level of athlete you are or not, every one of you have done things to find that the next day you were sore. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe you got a car accident and your muscles were sore the next day. Maybe you worked out in the garden and you haven't for a long time and you felt your biceps were sore. Maybe you worked, whatever, doing something that and the next day you found, oh man, my shoulders are sore. Okay? Maybe what you did something, your back is sore. You've all been there. That soreness is a natural physiological process that goes on for those muscles to take an opportunity to get stronger and bigger. And how it does that is it goes through what is called micro-trauma, okay? Also referred to as micro-tears. So whenever you work a muscle group, today, again, I went to the gym. I didn't have a whole lot of time, but I worked all of my shoulders, okay? So I did all kinds of shoulder workouts. So I created what are called micro-tears in my shoulder muscles, and those tears are literally, like it sounds, they're tears. So you're out in the garden, you're doing stuff, you're working these muscles, you are literally tearing some of that in a good way. Micro tears are a good thing. Okay? You go out and you ride your bike and you ride it longer than you ever did before. Man, your legs are just hurting the next day and you're sore. Your butt, my butt, you're sore. Okay? You've created micro tears, which is an opportunity to strengthen those muscles. It's a natural to a physiological process. But here's the cool part. What is it that repairs, and that's the third segment, rebuilding, what is it that rebuilds or repairs those micro tears? It's what are called amino acids. Okay, so again, Michael made the comment a while ago, some good branched chain amino acids, some good protein. Okay, what is protein digested down into? Amino acids. Amino acids are all the little building blocks that put together is a chunk of meat, or a chunk of chicken, which again is meat, okay, is a protein shake. They're all put together, and it is any form of protein.